Mexico's southern state of Oaxaca remains mired in social crisis. The country's president, Vicente Fox, last week sent in thousands of federal troops to restore order in the popular Mexican tourist destination south of Mexico City. This after several protesters and an American were killed. The federal police drove out anti-government protesters who had paralyzed the city center with barricades for the last 5 months. Demonstrators retreated to a public university and show no sign of backing down from their demands that the state's governor resign. Michael O'Boyle reports from Oaxaca City.
Some 20,000 demonstrators marched to the center of this mountain capital yesterday, demanding the resignation of Governor Ulises Ruiz. Carrying banners that called for the release of protesters that have been arrested, they chanted for the withdrawal of the federal police who have occupied the city center. 29-year-old Adriana Jimenez, an out-of-work secretary, was part of the groundswell of popular support. She says the resignation of Ruiz is the only way to end the conflict.
Porque ella es un señor que ha robado mucho, ha asesinado a muchos compañeros integrantes del APO.
This man has stolen a lot from the people, she says. He has killed striking teachers and other protesters, she says. Many feared yesterday's march could turn violent, like a riot that erupted last Thursday when police approached the university that has become the protesters' last stronghold. But protest organizers formed human chains Sunday to prevent demonstrators from nearing the police lines. Across the divide, demonstrators chanted "Get out" at the federal police, who were lined up around the city's central plaza behind rows of razor wire. This protest movement began as a teacher strike for higher pay last May, but after Ruiz sent state troops to violently crack down on the teachers, other organizations joined the movement, now known as the Oaxaca People's Popular Assembly, or APO. At least 9 people have been killed so far during the conflict. Most recently, on October 29th, 2 protesters and an American activist filming the conflict were shot dead. 2 local officials have been charged in the deaths, but demonstrators and human rights groups say more were involved. The APO blame previous deaths on paramilitary squads they say are loyal to the governor. Despite pressure from all sides, Ruiz is refusing to step down.
Hay un compromiso con la sociedad oaxaqueña.
During a press conference last Friday, he said the APO was a fringe group in the minority. I am committed to the Oaxacan people, he says. I am committed to the majority that elected me. Ruiz narrowly won election in 2004 in a vote that his opponents say was rigged. Mexico has been hailed for its democratic advances in the past decade, but the conflict in Oaxaca reveals a local political system that is bursting at the seams. Human rights activist Andres del Campo has been aiding the family members of people detained by police. He says President Fox needs to get directly involved in negotiations. If that doesn't happen, I doubt very much there will be an agreement, he says. What's more, I think both the government and the APO could intensify their actions. After more than 5 months of conflict, Oaxaca is deeply divided. Wealthier locals and people who work in the tourist industry, which has been decimated by the protests, think the APO have gone too far. Distrust and paranoia seem to infect both extremes of the divide. President Fox sent in a deputy interior minister this weekend to spearhead new negotiations, but there is no easy solution to this conflict in sight. For NPR News, I'm Michael O'Boyle.